Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
It never gets old.
Never gets old, does it? What are we talking about? Well, money this morning,
well,
Rob?
Well, actually, this happened a couple of weeks ago, and Loch Ness Monster thing overtook.
Popped up.
The Loch Ness Monster.
This isn't exactly what the listener asked for, but this was my interpretation of it.
Okay.
What did the listener ask for?
It was money, and it was like real complicated. So I just wrote, "What's it all about?"
That's a good question.
Now, I don't know about you, but I've never actually thought about money before and why we use it and like the history of it and how it came into being.
That's a very good question.
This is something I actually think about all the time. Yeah. However, carry on.
Okay, well, you go to university and I don't.
But I've never researched it, so maybe you'll finally...
Okay, so we're going to start off, right? Many early cultures and societies used commodity money for means of paying for goods. Now, commodity money back then could be gold, copper, silver, salt, peppercorns, precious stones, alcohol, and chocolate.
Chocolate. Nice.
I thought that was maybe that's where you get chocolate money from, but it's not it. I think the Aztecs or the Incas used to use it.
Oh, okay.
As money.
That would make sense because it was, a very valued commodity.
So anyway, the first known coin currency but dates back to Mesopotamia.
And what is sort of era are we talking about?
3000 BC.
Nice.
So that's a long time ago. At the time, people used shekels. That's my word of the week.
Shekels. Good word.
I just love that word. Can't stop saying it. As a medium of exchange, the Sumerian bronze shekel represented one bushel of wheat in value.
I love bushels and shekels. So we're all over the place in Mesopotamia this morning.
Actually, Mesopotamia, lots of good stuff come from out of there.
Like words or just things?
Well, everything.
Oh, cool.
Everything. Historians believe that the Lydians first started using gold and silver as currency about 2,000 years ago. The Lydians come from Lydia, which is in modern Western Turkey. It's obviously where the name comes from.
Yeah.
I'd love to be a Lydian.
A Lydian. I thought you were about to say I'd love to be a Lydia. It's a nice name. Yeah.
Okay, that's another show. Anyway, economies then started using systems of representative money. This began with banks or gold merchants using redeemable receipts. I don't understand half of this. I'm just going to read it out. They issued the receipts to collect commodity money that people had deposited. Eventually, people began accepting these receipts as currency that could be traded.
So that doesn't sound too far off the system we sort of
have
now.
Well, and then now it comes into what we've got now. Which is called fiat money.
Fiat money?
Fiat.
It's
Latin for let it become, let it be done, or it shall be.
Oh, blimey.
Wow.
It doesn't have any intrinsic value, but governments declare that it declare it as legal tender. In other words, it can be used to pay debts, public and private.
Wow.
Which we've got now.
So it's like the earliest sort of paper money sort of situation.
Apparently started in China in the Song Dynasty. I forgot to find out when that was.
In the Song Dynasty era,
they started using money. But, okay, so is there an alternative?
To the system
we got now. Barter system wouldn't work now.
Is that because we've gone too far?
I think it would have worked 200 years ago when you had your own little bit of land, you could grow your fruit and vegetables, and you had a few animals, and you could exchange things. But I just thought this morning, I went to the coffee shop, buy a cup of tea.
Yeah.
How would I have paid for that?
You could give them a sheep.
And then the train. I've got to get the train into town. I think, how do I pay for that? It just wouldn't work. But is there an alternative? That's why I want to throw it out there for B listeners.
There's got to be economists who look into alternatives. There's bound to be. This is more your area of expertise, Tess. Just going.
I don't have an alternative.
No, you had an opinion before, didn't you?
To give you. I just think it's a funny wee thing, isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't think there is an alternative. Not now in the societies we've got now, you couldn't do it.
No.
We'd all starve to death.
Thoughts, listener.
It would be difficult to change.
Can we change the money system we've got? Should we change the money system that we've got? We're all suffering under capitalism.
I think we should all go. Everything should be called shekels from now on.
Everything should be called shekels.
Shekels.
Shekels
but
is
this
quite
is
a good
the thing: is that what does it? What does the money actually mean? Because I always find it funny, like if you look at your bank account and there's a number there, but like
that means how many pieces of paper you got in now.
Well, yeah, but
It's weird how we've gone even further away from having physical money, because so many transactions we do now are basically invisible. You use a card and you use a transfer.
Yeah, I suppose that's what we're doing now, and it's all like, you know, Bitcoin and all that, which I don't understand. I don't even want to understand it.
The thing that starts to make me feel existential and slightly weirded out is when I think about what is the actual value? Like, what is tying the money to value? Do we have big lumps of gold and, you know, pits somewhere?
No, we don't.
Exactly. So what is sort of like making these valuable? That's the real question I have.
Just did the thing with my head exploding.
It's very existential for a 7:45 on a Wednesday morning, Rob.
I don't think there is an alternative.
That's right, a bit bleak.
Well, sometimes you just got to say what it is. Do you know what I mean?
But then I still get excited if I see like a dollar on the ground. I'm like, oh, cool.
You know, pick it up. Do you have a look around first and then bend down and pick it up?
Nah, just pick it up.
Okay, if you found a wallet and had money in it and someone's address, what would you do?
Don't you take it to the police and then they give it back to them? Tessa's looking very suspicious.
Off air?
We're on air.
Do you want to answer off air?
No, I'd hand it in. Would you hand it in?
Someone's done that to me before. I lost two passports, wallets and everything in Paris. And someone handed them into the police station and everything was in it.
Really?
Didn't leave an address.
They didn't even take any of the cash out.
I couldn't believe it. I thought, I am in Paris, stuck. Got no passport, no money.
The karmic balance coming together there.
That actually changed my view on a lot of things, because maybe I probably would have before then.
Now, Rob, looking forward to next week, I'd like you to look into hologram tours.
Hologram tours.
I'd look straight through them, wouldn't I?
Are they?
Oh, good one. Bad. Where's the drum roll sting when you need it?
Okay.
Are they the next big thing?
Hope not. Oh, mind you.
Whitney Houston's going on a hologram tour.
What is a hologram tour?
Oh, it's a hologram.
So of the person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On tour?
Yeah,
on tour.
And they tour.
I've actually seen the dates they're playing all over the UK. I'm so disgusted about that.
And Europe.
Who approves that? That would be so weird. That's so
the
strange.
The estate of Whitney E. Houston.
The money-making estate. Would I go and see Bowie or Aretha Franklin? And then,
if you could see all your favourite bands on hologram tours, would
creepy.
You go?
Weird.
I'd rather just go to a movie, I think.
It's a bit creepy. I don't like it.
Of their life
but
or
it's
something.
Not, yeah.
I think it would be too weird.
Because you have the stage and the production and all of that stuff, which
maybe
makes
someone
it
like... Maybe someone
and
like Bowie.
And being like half an hour late.
Yeah.
Especially Whitney Houston. I think she had a real bad reputation. So you get there at 8 and the hologram turns up at
12:15. Problem, would you?
Hey, here we go. We've got some more money texts coming in. Someone said the social credit party in the 70s was called the Funny Money Party because it wanted to change the monetary system. So there's a bit of history, New Zealand history for you. USA still uses paper checks and bank transactions take days to go through, so we're not quite there yet. We still have paper transactions happening.
An interesting idea. Someone said, what if you had an app that you can use to log on to the train or at a shop, and the app keeps track of time, and then you have to work for the train company or the shop for a few minutes to pay them back for the time that
that'd drive you nuts.
That would be very stressful. I would think I would
drive you nuts.
But it's kind of an interesting idea. Isn't there a movie along those lines? What's that movie where they like pay with minutes of their life? It's a very bad movie.
I haven't seen it.
But it was like a huge blockbuster from like maybe 2009.
Okay.
And they have to pay for things with minutes of their life. It's really weird.
That'd be stupid.
It's got someone like Matt Damon or something like that in it. You know, it's one of those kind of movies. Well, if you've got suggestions for what you'd like Rob to look up next week, 5395 is the text number, or you can call us 309-3879.
Also, tell us what you think about hologram tours. I'm curious to know what the BFM listeners are. Would you go?
Would you go to a hologram tour?
Would you go?
I don't know. I think maybe
not to
someone...
Whitney Houston probably, no. but I think it would if it was someone who I really wanted to see. But then I can't think off the top of my head.
If it was someone who before they died was like, I want to do a hologram tour after I've died and it's part of their whole thing, that would be pretty cool.
But I feel like we're not in an age where people will say that yet, are we?
I don't know. There's going to be someone out there who's like, yeah, that's the thing I'm
going
to do.
Rolling Stones, because they're doing it now.
They just keep going. Well, thank you very much, Rob.
Thank you.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
Going to play one of your three picks.